There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now.
Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We do heavy football this time of year, obviously. And Pauly, the odds are up now for the exact result of the Super Bowl. And I'm looking at DraftKings odds, the Bills to beat the 49ers. Shortest shot on the board, along with the Chiefs to beat the Eagles. Both of those exactas pay 13-1. Now, this is a fun way to approach this stuff.
Yes.
And you can also, like, already take flyers on Super Bowl MVP, which we may dive into tomorrow. We may not. We'll see. But you're in a very unique, which is redundant. I know that. But you're, let me rephrase. You're in a unique situation because you're on a free roll for $38,000 for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. You got it because you finished in the top five at a blackjack tournament out here in Circa.
One of the coolest things I've ever been a part of and so, creative. And they're going to do it on a regular basis.
Yeah. So this is going to be different than everybody else in the audience. But how are you attacking this? What do you think you should do?
If you're a big player, you should do your business and come out here to Circa, by the way. The give backs and how they take care of their players is phenomenal. So Fitz reached out and said, I should attack this with the exactus. Because he thinks he can't see someone coming out of the NFC other than San Francisco and Philly. Do you concur?
I mean, those two teams are, to me, clearly the best teams in the NFC.
Right. And if 49ers have an easy path. And this, we can start to get into this about what are the lines next week? What are they laying at home against Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
You know, from that standpoint. But I would agree with them. I mean, I guess Tom Brady could screw things up, but it should be a San Francisco or San Francisco Philly NFC title game. And then if you would take one of those teams then to beat Kansas City in an exacta, that's a way I could hedge and protect my ticket on that too.
There is a way
he made an interesting point.
For you to lose every bet, obviously.
Well, yeah, that's true. Eagles over the Chiefs is 15-1. 49ers over the Chiefs is 14-1 with the exacta. They're also plus 1550 against the Bengals. Again, I hope I'm wrong, but I think Cincinnati's going to beat Buffalo next week. And the thing that jumped up to me, jumped off the page with the app, was 49ers-Bengals. Both 32-1 each way.
That's the one that I already bet.
Yeah, good job.
I have the Bengals on a Super Bowl ticket. It's not a big one, but I have them to win the AFC, I think, at 16-1 and the Super Bowl at 30-1. Oh. So the one exactly that I bet is San Francisco over, and I could lose everything, but I love both these teams, and so I bet San Francisco over the Bengals at 32-1.
And home field hasn't mattered in the last couple of years, as well. We've seen what Cincinnati did and what the Rams did last year, Exhibit A.
Mm-hmm.
But that certainly is a big price to me with the exacta there. But what Fitz was saying too about how to protect yourself with that. But some of these are fantastic, and Circa has, you know, all the options going down here with the exactas. Was there anything else? And also, listeners, do you agree? Do you agree that you can't see a San Francisco, someone other than San Francisco or Philly, winning the NFC?
Yeah.
It's hard to get there with what we watched for 17 weeks.
You can respond on Twitter at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. You can shoot us an email. It's ftm@vsin.com. With what Paulie just said, who else is coming out of the NFC other than Philadelphia or San Francisco? Or is that answer nobody? It's one of those two teams. And then how would you approach betting the exactas right now? I will say this, like the longest shot on the board that I could see from both sides, it would probably be Chargers Cowboys. And that pays in either direction 130-1 at DraftKings.
Wow. I can get there with the Chargers. Both games against Kansas City have been close. They're driving to take the lead on that Thursday night game. Herbert with the pick six, miscommunication there. A guy quit on the route. But that is what we've seen the last month out of Dallas, and especially Dak. Oh, boy. Now, yeah. Philly should have been. Minshew was awful against New Orleans, right? It went up and down the field against Dallas.
Yeah,
should have won the game.
It's also, I mean, and we saw this with Stidham as well, right? When a backup quarterback gets his first chance, the other team has no film on him. He looks great. There's a lot to play for. And then Stidham did that against the Niners defense, and then against the Chiefs, they were awful. At the game. It was they couldn't do anything on offense.
Well, he didn't have time to throw either, which was bizarre. I didn't see that coming. So, yeah.
But, you know, as much as we, and again, I'm fading Dallas this weekend, but would I be completely stunned and fall off my couch if the Cowboys made the Super Bowl? I guess maybe a little bit, but it's not like if you have to draw a line through teams where you won't even consider them out of the AFC or the NFC. Like, I'm drawing a line through the Seahawks. I'm drawing a line through the Vikings. I'm drawing a line through the Giants. You get my point. Probably the Buccaneers, but my God. I would not want that one to come back and haunt me. And then you can find a couple of teams to draw a line through as well. Like, if it's Anthony Brown this weekend for the Ravens, that it stinks for that team because it could have. This is going to be a throwaway year for them.
Yeah.
They blew so many games, and I think they have the talent.
They were going to win that division.
Oh, they were.
No doubt they were going to win that division. With their schedule, and Jackson gets hurt, though. But, yeah, you're right. They're blowing these leads. And then the injury to Lamar. And, my God, that performance Saturday night against Cleveland was horrendous.
Sure.
I'm concerned about what's going on in Tampa Bay. You know, there's another report now that maybe Brady could go to Miami. Well, we know that Brady's going to be on the move after this year. Heumann says he's coming here to play with the Raiders. But between how bad Leftwich and Bowles has been and the downgrade from Arians, the worst running game in the league. How bad the offense has been. You're right. What the record should be when you take out these comebacks and blown leads by Arizona and New Orleans and should have been swept by the Saints. It's hard to get there to think Tampa's going to win a game or two in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, we've heard for Tom Brady, many people are suggesting the Raiders. I keep hearing people throw out the 49ers. Come on. You think the 49ers are going to bring in Tom Brady with their current quarterback situation, with what Brock Purdy is doing this year?
No, you wouldn't do that.
You're not going to bring in him, Brady. Also,
what if the kid goes to the Super Bowl, too?
Yeah, what did we hear yesterday off the air? The Saints, again, with bringing Peyton back to combo with Brady, and then that's a possibility.
Now, how strange would that be?
That seems far-fetched to me as well. But
in the same division. But I didn't. There is that relationship with Peyton, and there was going to be the package deal in Miami, which is still one of the best stories. That if that would have happened, it would have broke the internet.
Right.
Where it'd say, okay, I'm going to retire, and then once they find a replacement for me in Tampa, then I'll come out of the front, down from the front office, come back, and then I'll be I'll play with Peyton, and we'll go.
Well,
not to mention the whole New England angle, too, that would have been involved.
So forget about the 49ers and the Eagles for a second. Who would the third team be out of the NFC that you can either see that team making a run to the Super Bowl, or you're not going to be surprised if they were? Because remember, if you go back to last year, I don't remember sitting here saying the Rams had much of a chance.
I did not
like the Rams going to Tampa Bay and winning the game. And then I thought for sure Green Bay was going to beat San Francisco. And I don't think the Rams would have gone to Lambeau and won the game. And I even like the Niners going to L.A. because that's a home field for the Niners. And they blew that game. They were up 17-7 in the second half.
If I have to pick one, I'd have to go Tampa, though, even with all their issues. I just can't get there with Dallas.
You can't at all.
Yeah, and the issues on the road and how Dak has played. And no, I just think that the GOAT could do it again and surprise us. And it's not like he can't go on the road and win big games either. Just look what happened a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. One in New Orleans beat Green Bay.
This is from Paul on Twitter. San Francisco, Philadelphia, definitely the only two teams in the NFC. He already has San Francisco over the Bills, KC, and Cincy, and to lose all three. Those are the only two teams that can come out of the NFC, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I can see where he's coming from, yeah.
We really missed it with the Lions.
Oh, what could
God, I'd give anything to see Lions at San Francisco on Saturday.
If you want to get nuts with Cincinnati-related stuff, Cincinnati over Philly's 30-1. I mentioned the 32-1 against San Francisco. They're 30-1 against the Eagles, 32-1 against the 49ers, if they could do it. I know that'd be tough, and again, that's why I had to take Kansas City in the draft, because of their path. Because at the time, it was Week 15. It was a Saturday night. That was Week 15 when Buffalo beat Miami. Cincinnati still had to go to Tampa. They still had to go to New England. They still had to play the Bills at home. And then likely you'd have to go to Buffalo and Kansas City in the playoffs. And oh, by the way, you were looking at maybe round three against the Ravens. Not only week 17, but then in the playoffs. I thought Lamar was coming back at some point.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's going to be some parlay if they hit that.
How about the Niners to beat the Bills 20-1 in that neighborhood?
I can't get there with Buffalo.
Oh, that you,
I have
you,
my
you,
blinders you, on, but I can't see it. Yeah, I can't see it.
You can't see it.
Not the way they're playing.
They're the highest power rated team in football.
I don't care. They're not watching the same game I am. Have you watched this defense?
Well, of course I have, yeah.
Especially the matchup, the issue. If they're going to go with this, if they're going to go single coverage on Jamar Chase and say White coming off an injury, good luck.
He's going to pick them apart. But Paul, I'm just saying, that's a strong comment to make.
You can't see it
with Buffalo.
No.
Oh, that's...
I'm concerned about Allen, too, and the turnovers. He doesn't look right. They did not play well against New England.
No, I've been concerned about him since that Jets game, I've been concerned about him.
But there's something wrong with the elbow? Probably. Yeah. Look how he's played, and look at the interceptions, and look at how the offense hasn't been dynamic like it was, and how they were blowing people out. Remember they were blowing people out to start?
Don't forget about human emotion, too.
Right, it can work against you.
It sometimes can.
You can't do it every single week.
Oh, no. At some point, it'll suck the life out of you. It will. Suck the air out of the entire stadium. It'll be too much. The adrenaline wears off at some point. We have plenty of wildcard props to hit next. How many wildcard teams will win this weekend? Biggest margin of victory, most points scored, and more. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
How about every pick from every host and every guest? VSiN Pro subscribers get access to that and become a subscriber with the intro offer of only $9.99. I spend more. That's more than McDonald's. Less than McDonald's, rather, some days. Deep dive betting reports, betting guides for the biggest games of the season, bracket breakdown, props. Limited time offer, though. VSiN.com/subscribe. $9.99. Become part of the family. VSiN.com/subscribe.
So we do have a point spread on the move again this morning. In the last few minutes at several books, the Chargers move to a 2.5-point favorite now over Jacksonville. So the closer we get to this game on Saturday night, the closer that number gets to 3. Again, 1 yesterday, yeah. A solid move to 2, and now on the uptick. We're in Las Vegas, so I'm looking at 3 books right now that have 2.5. All these books out here are not open, but across the country where they're open 24 hours, we're seeing, 2.5 at most books right now on the Chargers in that game.
Rank the games for top 3 for chance of a blowout. Obviously, Bills number 1. That could get out of control early.
Yeah, I'll go number 1 there.
Would you go then San Francisco or Cincinnati?
I'd go Cincinnati because if it's Anthony Brown, again,
he's okay at times. Someday.
Yeah, but I'd still go Bengals, although the Ravens defense is really good. Don't forget, again, it's divisional rivals we're talking about between the Niners and the Seahawks. And what if it's bad weather, though, too? Remember how the Niners looked? I know it was Trey Lance against the Bears in week 1. That was a quagmire.
Yes.
And they got beat, and they were terrible. It's a long time ago. I understand that.
There's a prop, largest margin of victory. Will someone win? At DraftKings, it's 21.5. Globally, it's 23 for largest margin of victory. If we'll see a blowout. And there's also, will there be more close games or blowouts? Total games decided by more than 10 points. That's the favorite, $3. Games decided by 10 or more.
Okay.
And that's the favorite there if we get high-low, highest scoring game. Minnesota, Giants 3-1. Chargers, Jags plus 350. Minnesota's on a sick overrun. I mean, the game went under Sunday, but that was Peterman, and they're not playing it, people. I believe it's a 6-1 overrun for the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
Miami, Buffalo plus 450. Could change things now with Thompson. Is Miami going to score? You also have the Dallas game, then the Seattle game, and the Baltimore game. For game. For teams, highest scoring team, the Bills are the favorites at 4-1. San Francisco's 6-1. Minnesota plus 650. The Bengals and Chargers 8-1.
I take a peek at the Chargers at the Jags.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that game can get a lot of points, yeah.
This is team though.
I know.
Okay, going back. Okay, sorry. Dallas 10, Tampa 13, Baltimore 28. You want to get nuts, Seattle 30-1. for a high team. I mean, the Bills, right, the favorite, and rightfully so, at 4-1. Again, week three, yards, 497 to 212. Plays, 90 to 39. Allen, 400 yards. Week, the second meeting, 32-29. Allen, 300 yards passing, four touchdowns, 77 yards rushing. I mean, they've moved it at will against Miami, and now you're going against a third-string quarterback.
For sure.
And there could be turnovers, and there could be a special teams boo-boo as well. So that's a low team, lowest-scoring team of the week. Seattle, the favorite, plus 350. They won't do anything in that game Saturday. I mean, they have been shut down in both meetings against the 49ers. And a good story, playing with house money. You trade your star quarterback. He's someone else's problem. Denver gives him the long-term deal. You make the playoffs. You are rebuilding, and you get a top-five pick. A-plus by Carroll in Seattle. But this will not go well for Geno on Saturday.
I'd go Dolphins plus 450.
You will? Okay. Dolphins is second choice. A third choice, excuse me. Baltimore 4-1. And yeah, Brown threw for almost 300 last week. But that's a tough call there. But Tampa's 10-1. Then it falls off. Giants are 12, Dallas 14, Chargers 18, Minnesota's 20, San Francisco 21, the Bills 28-1 for lowest scoring team.
I would not bet the Bills to be the lowest scoring team.
No.
I would need 101 minimum.
Yeah, I need better than that on a lot of those teams.
How many wild card teams will win this weekend? The prop is 2.5. We only had one wild card team win last year. So it's 2.5. It was before yesterday's news with Tua anyway. Assuming the big favorites all win the game, it's down to, that prop is down to the Chargers, the Cowboys against the Buccaneers, and the other game would be the Giants. So do the Giants, Chargers, and Cowboys all win to go over 2.5?
All sweep the board? Yeah, no.
I don't think so either. So I think that probably goes under. Will a wild card team win the Super Bowl? The yes is 6-1. We've had 7 since 1980. That's 13.5% of the time. That equates to plus 641 on the money line. So that would tell you that based on history, not worth it. But if you go back and look, we've had 5 wild card teams win the Super Bowl since the year 2000. That's 22.7% on the money line. That's plus 341. So if that were to continue, 6-1 would be a good bet. The biggest winning margin in any wild card game, like you brought up, offshore globally, it's 23. I went back to 2010. Every year is a snowflake, right? It's different. Bills beat the Pats last year 47-17. That flew over. The year before, the biggest margin of victory was 21-9, Saints over the Bears. In 2020, every wild card game was a one-score game. In 2019, Colts 21, Texans 7. Biggest margin of victory. In 2018, Falcons 26, Panthers 13. So a lot of years you get you know, all the games are close, or you have a year like 2017 where you had 3 blowouts and the Packers beat the Giants 38-13. Most points scored by any team wild card weekend. Again, the Bills last year had 47, the Chiefs had 42, the number is 41.5. Remember the Browns scored 48 the year before, when they took out the Steelers.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
The Vikings in 2019 went to the Saints and won 26-20. They scored the most points that weekend.
Get out of here.
With 26.
Wow.
The year before that, it was the Cowboys with 24. The year before that, Saints with 31. In 2016, the Packers had 38. In 2015, the Packers had 35. You have to go all the way back to 2013 before last year, where a team scored more than 41.5 points. That was that crazy Colts-Chiefs game that ended 45-44. In 2012, 3 teams scored 24, highest of the weekend. In 2011, the Saints beat the Lions 45-28, and in 2010, the Seahawks scored 41 points to just go under that 41.5 number. So a lot of good props this weekend. But again, looking at all these scores, there's nothing really consistent enough. I mean, sometimes you get a bunch of one-score games. Other years, you get massive blowouts. But again, remember that Bills-Pats game last year?
Oh, God, it was over early.
And that was, But that was crazy because they played twice in the regular season down the stretch.
Yep, they were both close.
It was like, how do you handicap this game?
Allen just picked them apart, did whatever he wanted.
Because we had that Monday night game where Mac Jones only threw the ball three times.
Yeah.
And they won the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Bills out there not even punting now after that.
Carved them up. Yeah, the Monday night game was ugly last year. Oh, was that bad. Kyler Murray with the underhand pick six, blown out by the Rams.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
That watching that game, and then based on how they started compared to how they closed, I told myself going into this year, the Cardinals are going to be a stink bomb. They were going to be awful.
Yep. You can scalp this prop, too. Will a non-quarterback throw a touchdown pass? Yes, it's 3-1 globally, and other books have 10-1. And now people, thanks for sending in the fat man touchdown, too, which cashed last year, and some books have that 15-1. I like this. Will any game go to overtime? I'll lay the $3 with the no. I mean, how many blowouts are we going to get, number one?
Yeah.
You only got six games. Three of them could be blowouts.
You could, yeah, I mean, look at the
points. Now, I know the Minnesota Giants game could have, should have gone to overtime in the first meeting.
Yeah.
Joseph from 61. But, come on, that's tough.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that game's going to play out again like it did the first time they played. VSiN is now heard on Sports Map Radio across the country, including great radio stations like Sports Map Radio 730 in Memphis, Tennessee. You're listening live to the best in sports betting news and information from the sports betting capital of the world here in Las Vegas. Welcome to the VSiN family and to Follow the Money. It was crazy what took place yesterday after our show was over with. As I tweeted out, Paulie, it's like somebody took a bazooka to the Buffalo-Miami number. That went to 10 immediately with the Tua news, then to 12, then up to 13 and 13 and a half, and then back to 13. But also the Ravens-Bengals game just shot up to 8.5 or 9, current numbers available in that game. So we'll talk about that contest coming up next. Glenn Clark's going to join the show. He covers the Ravens for the Press Box in Baltimore. It doesn't look like Lamar is going to go this week. Is he absolutely not playing? And will Tyler Huntley be healthy enough to start? That's coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting splits data. I want to know where the money and bets are moving every game. It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out future events as well. Betting splits, another way VSiN's here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits every game, VSiN.com.
We'll hit Ravens-Bengals now, the rematch from Week 18. Glenn Clark joins the program. You can listen to his radio show 10 a.m. to noon Eastern at glennclarkradio.com. He also does postgame on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Glenn, thanks for the time today. We appreciate that. From afar, and based on the point spread where it's at right now, going all the way up to Bengals favored by 8.5 or 9, it feels like it's pretty close to a 0% chance that Lamar Jackson's going to be able to play this weekend. Would you say that's fair, or is that too aggressive, and would you give him a better than that, better chance than that to play?
No, I think that's fair, guys. I appreciate you having me. Absolutely. The moment that Lamar Jackson wasn't out there for Wednesday, this is Lamar Jackson we're talking about. If for some reason he showed up on Friday and attempted the practice, the Ravens would let him play. There's no question about that. But Wednesday internally was the barometer. If he was out there and if the target was, hey, we're not going to push it at the end of the season, but we'll give it a shot for the playoffs, the thought would be that he was practicing on Wednesday. The moment he wasn't out there for Wednesday, I thought it made sense that the line moved at that point and went up over a touchdown, and I don't know if I'd be surprised. The other thing that's the wild card in all this is that Tyler Huntley's on the practice field, but reportedly, and I didn't go to practice yesterday, but he is still not really throwing and dealing with tendonitis in his shoulder, so... there's also this question. I still think he's going to play at this point. I think they're just being cautious, and I think that's the reason he didn't play last week. But it's definitely worth monitoring, and I also think that plays a role in why this number is going up, because there's still a possibility that the primary quarterback on Sunday night is going to be their third stringer, Anthony Brown, who will be playing or making his second career start. So the number moving the way that it does, based on what we know, makes all the sense in the world to
me. Yeah, yeah. It's not a ringing endorsement, but he wasn't bad. I thought Brown was okay.
No.
Yeah.
Look, you know, aside from the atrocious interception to Jesse Bates, and then, you know, the insane decision to have him throw from the end zone with a minute left in the second quarter, you take those two things away, the Ravens were very competitive in that game, and he made some throws. He threw the ball into the teeth of the defensive line a little bit too much, and I don't know how much of that you can entirely fix in 1 week. You see enough, and he definitely was a better downfield option than what we've seen from Tyler Huntley, and how much of that is related to his shoulder, we're not really sure. Tyler Huntley's never shown a lot as a downfield thrower. It's almost like there's a trade-off here. Tyler Huntley is probably less likely to make very bad decisions and give the football up. Mm-hmm. But if the Ravens fall behind 17-0 like they did against the Bengals on Sunday, Anthony Brown is definitely a better option to try to get the football down the field and give yourself at least a chance of getting back into the game. So this is worth monitoring over the next couple of days. I would be paying attention to reporters that are at practice and what they see what they see Tyler Huntley doing. And maybe the Ravens are trying to play some games here. It's possible, but I would feel more comfortable if I saw Tyler Huntley throwing the football a little bit more at practice this week. This is two straight weeks that he really hasn't done much of anything other than just be on the field and sort of watching what the other quarterbacks are doing.
I got a couple things on Lamar. Some of it internet conjecture, but if it's contract related with what's going on, he hasn't practiced and missing all this time. Mm-hmm. And when would we see him next? Let's say they shocked the world. Could he play next week?
Yeah, I mean, look, here's what I will tell you guys. Any thought that there is no injury is nonsense. Like, everyone involved will be very clear about this. There is an injury. The reports about the swelling not going down, those are real. Everybody's got their own opinion as to whether or not he could push it and try to play. And I think there is a lot of thought related to Lamar Jackson's style of play that's unique about why it is that he might not be playing, right? Like, maybe if he was Brock Osweiler, he would be out there attempting to play. But of course, we know that's not his style. And Lamar Jackson, it's not in his nature to not move and to not attempt to run. So there's a lot of opinion that exists, even from different people within the organization about that. But the idea that he's making this up, that he could have come back a month ago and he's simply holding in or holding out, I've had enough people whose opinions I trust within the organization tell me that's not true, that I'm comfortable with saying that. It's simply not true. Now, the secondary part of the question is really interesting because there was a lot of thought, and I think you saw this particularly with Adam Schefter's report, that there was a strong chance he would play. The belief was they were trending towards the idea that he could play this week. So I would say they're not ruling out the idea of him being available if they were to win and play next week. But this question about the swelling, I think, is real, and how much it limits what he's able to do as Lamar Jackson versus being, you know, a traditional pocket passer. Boy, it is really hard to have those answers. It's a very uncomfortable situation. It's been pretty good for us radio-wise because, boy, all of the speculation, everybody's going wild and making up their own beliefs and the whole thing. But it's very difficult to get hard information about this because there is not one prevailing thought about exactly what's going on.
It sounds like it was false optimism then that was floating out there, and it probably should not have existed. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're talking to Glenn Clark about the Ravens-Bengals this weekend. His radio show is 10 a to noon Eastern at glennclarkradio.com. He also has postgame on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We understand that there's a prop bet that you like in this game that's available right now. Yeah. What is that, Glenn?
So I apologize for not checking where the number was again this morning, but when I saw this yesterday, Joe Mixon 57.5 was the number that I saw for rushing yards. And there's two things that jump out to me, guys. One, that's a number he's only gone over six times all season, and one of those was a 58-yard day. And then two, they were up 17-0 last week, and he still only ran for 27 yards. This was a day, if there was ever going to be a day, where they were going to be able to, you know, bang it on the ground – and just get through and win the AFC North and get the home playoff game. That was the day. The Ravens defense, you guys know, the moment Roquan Smith showed up is wildly different. There's been one running back that's found success against the Ravens since the Roquan Smith showed up. That was Najee Harris. He's the only running back that's had any success at all running against the Ravens since that day. Look, I get the 57.5 is a small number, and one goofy play, a 30-yard run could change it. But there's the scenario where the Bengals end up blowing out the Ravens. But even if that's the case, you would think they would want to get Joe Mixon off the field late in the second half. So I really like the under in rushing yards. That number is very interesting to me. I think that a couple people have already told me that they've seen it a little bit lower than that. I got it at 57.5, and I was happy to put money on that because it just doesn't make sense to me.
Glenn, I'm looking around right now. I see as low as 54.5 and as high as 60.5. So definitely shop around for the best number. And by the way, this just came down for what it's worth. To add to the whole conversation, this will tell you how good Roquan Smith has been. He was just named AFC Defensive Player of the Month.
Sure. And we just got, $100 million from the Ravens. Was named Team MVP. And I will tell you, I voted for Roquan Smith as Team MVP, despite the fact that he was only on the team for half the season.
That's nuts.
How unbelievably good Roquan Smith has been. And again, moved this team from being a bottom third defense in the NFL to being a top five unit. He is insane how good this dude is.
Yeah, you can follow him on Twitter. He is at Glenn Clark Radio. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck with your Mixon bet and enjoy the game.
Paul and Mitch, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep,
great job. That was fun.
Yeah, really good breakdown.
There's some stuff out there that they don't think we'll see Lamar this year, even if they win. So that's a whole nother. But yet again, is it on Harbaugh? Is it on the organization? It may be about how the timeline got messed up here.
Yeah.
They expected him back Christmas Eve.
Okay, so did you get involved in Bengals teasers at all yesterday?
Got that, yeah.
I know that you have them 6.5 already.
Yes.
So I
6.5, money line early.
I said that on the air yesterday, too. I wanted to wait till it went to 7.5. And then the news came out that Jackson was not going to be at practice yesterday. And then so I did, at that point, get the Bengals on a teaser. The problem is I don't love a second leg this week. I
no dance partner.
Here's the thing. Like I already bet the, and I said this again, I bet the Buccaneers plus the 3 on Sunday night, and I added them as the dance partner, but then there's a chance where I lose both those bets in case Dallas wins by like 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the Buccaneers on a teaser leg, obviously. I hate doubling down like that, though, I guess is my point.
I mean, what's the run? I mean, this kid's an assassin. Burrow's on a 21-3 ATS run. Going back to the playoffs last year?
Right, right.
It's ridiculous. I'm with you. I mean, it was a great story last year, but they were lucky. They're better this year. I mean,
oh, there's no doubt
McPherson
they're better this year.
Bailed them out, and Tanny will bail them out in the Tennessee game. The other thing is just unfortunate, and it stinks. This is a great matchup if Lamar Jackson's healthy. It's a toss-up game.
Well,
they beat him at the gun on the Sunday night of the first game. And then last week, what are you going to do? You got a third-string quarterback. Yeah. But you might have a third-string quarterback again here. It's unfortunate.
I think that's the storyline of the weekend. What could have been?
Yeah.
There's no Tua. The Lions, if they were in the playoffs, and then this game with Lamar. I think the Ravens are a really good football team.
Don't even get me going. How good is Detroit, San Francisco?
Oh, it's...
I mean, they're not going to probably win a game, but still. They are hot. They're playing with a ton of confidence. Yeah. It's a great story. But man.
Up next, we preach this all the time when betting awards. Follow the media. An odds-on favorite is currently outside the top 4 based on a survey taken by people who actually vote. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Whether it's football, hockey, or basketball, they have you covered. Great house specials, great props for the NFL playoffs, and promotions like Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance and Sunday Football Parlay Insurance. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
Okay, so we have explained this many times in the past, but we always have a new audience here on the show and on this network, and it's a good reminder that when it comes to betting awards in any sport, you can follow those people who either are in the media or potentially have a vote, obviously, for this stuff, because that's what you're going to want to base your bets on. We've done this before in the NFL. We did it last year when it was down late in the season. There was one person who had a vote for the NFL MVP, Hub Arkish, who said he, no matter what, he's not voting for Hub. He made up his mind back in August. A bunch of other voters actually said, you can't say that. Rodgers has my vote.
Mm-hmm.
So before Rodgers turned into like this massive favorite, you had an opportunity to maybe get down on him late in the season. So there was, and this is an NBA story, but it ties into every single sport because Mark Medina covers the NBA for NBA.com. And he wrote in the story, they're using the midway point of the season. They went out, surveyed 30 beat reporters or columnists representing every single NBA market, including two reporters in New York and two in LA. Some of these people, they have votes. And they talked about, you know, the best team in the NBA, teams that are going to make a deep run in the second half of the season, the team that's going to come out of the East. A lot of that's going to be opinion-based. And they also got into the awards market as well. They talked about the MVP. They talked about the Rookie of the Year. As of right now, the MVP, 43% of the people who voted in this poll said Luka is the MVP. 40% said the Joker. And when you look at the odds board, you still see Giannis Antetokounmpo very high. In fact, I think he's like the second choice on the board or third. He might be slipping here lately. Only 7% said Giannis. Only 7% said Jason Tatum.
Oh.
So midway point, that tells you it's between Luka and Jokic.
Yeah. The on-off numbers with the Joker are insanity. Pure insanity.
Yep.
It's a high school team when he's on the bench.
Who's on track to win the Kia Rookie of the Year? Well, 97% said Paolo Banchero for Orlando. Like, he's minus $12 okay. to win the award.
Not high enough, then.
The other 3% said Benedict Mathurin. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Who's on track to win Kia Defensive Player of the Year?
Oh.
Who do you think they said? I have a very healthy ticket on Brooke Lopez at 500-1.
Did they go Jackson?
Current odds tell you it's Jaren Jackson minus 125. Brooke Lopez is 4-1. The media, and again, some of these people who vote, 37% said Brooke Lopez.
They did.
27% said Jaren Jackson.
All right. Interesting.
10% said Jared Allen.
Okay.
So, again, this market stuff is based on a lot of times it's going to be liability. Books are going to take an opinion on it as well. If the season ended today, I think Brooke Lopez would actually win the award. Now, we have half the year left. And the way Jaren Jackson is playing on that side of the court, he's probably going to surpass him, like, in their eyes where it matters most. The sticking point is he only plays like 24, 25 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Could that come back to haunt him?
Yeah.
This is the big one and the reason why we're really bringing this up. When you look at the sixth man of the year odds, well, the shortest shot on the board is Russell Westbrook. He's actually now odds on, which means he is heavier than a 50% chance to win the award. He's minus 140. And he's at that number or around that number at every single book. He's the odds on favorite. Second on the board is Malcolm Brogdon at plus 380. Then you have Jordan Poole, Norman Powell, and the list goes on and on. But Paulie, based on this survey taken at NBA.com, 33% of the people said Jordan Poole, not Russell Westbrook. And Jordan Poole now is going to be going back to the bench now that Steph Curry is back and playing for the Warriors. So this is only going to pick up steam, I believe. Who's second? Is it Russell Westbrook at minus 140? Nope. It's Malcolm Brogdon, 23% of the vote.
Mm.
Then there's a tie between Mathurin and Christian Wood, 13% of the vote.
Christian Wood?
Yeah.
Not even listed.
Yeah, he was recently 100-1.
Wow.
And
I liked him before the season. I bet Powell, too. Christ, well, Powell.
I have to tip my cap to Jonathan Von Tobel, our senior betting analyst here at VSIN NBA. He pointed this out to me last week when Wood was 100-1. Well, they're going to get their starting center back in the next couple of weeks, and Wood's going to go back to the bench.
Yeah.
And people who vote on this award loved Wood as the sixth man of the year before the season started. So if you can find a big number on Wood, that might be worth it. Russell Westbrook, again, I will remind you, the odds-on favorite right now to win sixth man of the year, he's also receiving votes in this survey at NBA.com. So that there's a disconnect here, right? The market is telling you right now that Westbrook's going to win. The people who vote on this stuff and cover the league are telling you he's not even in the top four.
Wow, this is wild. Powell's the cop in Die Hard who eats the Twinkies. Love that scene.
Oh, my God.
Did
you
miss that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's a cop. He could
right.
He's one of us. It could be a badge. Christ, Powell. Could be a bartender for all we know.
Oh, good recall on that.
I love that movie. It's so good. Rewatchable.
Wasn't he also the dad in the movie with Urkel?
Yes.
Or the TV show with Urkel?
Yeah. You want his name? What's his name?
Call him Powell.
Reginald Johnson? What is it?
Reginald
Vell Johnson. Vell Johnson, yeah. Powell. Huh. Yeah. Let me get his career.
Oh, I bet you he's got a good resume.
He was in Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, my God.
Love that movie. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
That's a 500-1 shot I would have landed that.
Uh-huh.
There's no way I would recall him.
Breakthrough roles. Al Powell in Die Hard. Gene Hackman was going to play the role. Unavailable. Wow, that's crazy. I love this stuff.
Hackman would have been good.
Family Matters.
That's the name of the show.
Family Matters.
For. There
that's
you go.
That's it. Okay.
I got there right before you
good.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's good.
How about this? And I bet this based on, I put a small bet on it. Who's on track to win Kia Most Improved? Because I have Gilgeous Alexander at big numbers.
Oh, man. What a season he's having.
Awesome. But 53% of the people who voted on this poll said Lauri Markkanen.
What a season he's having.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? He's an assassin.
He's unbelievable
what a year
this
year. Scoring machine. Can't guard you, but a scoring machine.
Yeah.
Good.
Could you guard him? I don't think so.
Oh, man, adore defense.
Yeah,
I'm out there
bad.
For X. I'm a chucker. I just love it. Up it goes, baby. I'm bombing threes. I don't want to play any defense. I can shoot.
He was recently 3-1, Markkanen. He's down to like plus 110 now that I saw.
That is great.
So it's
good stuff.
By the way, who would you give coach of the year to?
Whew.
It's got to be Jacques Vaughn, right?
Come on. Nice job. But you can't, just because It's hard because Nash was awful.
They weren't
going to play for Nash, but they have they have a lot of talent.
It was a rudderless ship with Nash, and now
I don't know about
new captain on board.
I don't think you can give it to Mazzulla. I know it was difficult circumstances coming in, but you went to the finals last year, so I can't go with Mazzulla. Am I missing somebody?
They have Vaughn. 43% say Vaughn.
I would go
23% say Willie Green with New Orleans.
Yeah, that's big. Yeah, I got to see how it plays out in the West with the record. I'd go Malone if they can get the one seed. I'd go Green if New Orleans is like the two.
Okay,
good enough. Yeah,
I think that would be good enough for him to be right there to win the whole thing.
They're buying in, and Jock's doing a hell of a job with the Nets. But
Mike Brown, Sacramento, also receiving votes.
Yeah.
Rick Carlisle, Indiana, and JB Bickerstaff with Cleveland in the also receiving votes category. So I don't know. Just keep your eye out for that kind of stuff. And again, when it comes to the NFL, I have a list that I made on Twitter that I follow every single, I went and found out the MVP voters and the award. I follow all of them. And some of them will be transparent and tell you. So that's the pro tip of the hour.
Very
where handicapping awards. Again, it does take your opinion out of this stuff. You are handicapping how the media votes, not only who is the most deserving player. And you get at least 20 of those every single day. They're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com. You can sort them by sport and by show. So I thought that whole thing with Sick Man of the Year was very interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
These are good.
I tried to tell you, or I tried to follow all the stuff with the NFL awards too. It's razor thin from what I've seen with some of these. Like the Offensive Rookie of the Year, the Comeback Player of the Year. Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year is going to be madness
when
we find out who wins that bad boy.
I agree with Ross Tucker. I wouldn't be mad if 9 guys got a vote. It's like, you can't be upset.
You can't.
You can make a case for 7, 8, 9 guys. You really could.
Yep.
I wouldn't be upset if they said Dan Campbell. I mean, to go from 9 and 8 where they were at.
Yep. Up next, former NFL player, current VSiN host, Mike Pritchard is going to join the program. He mentioned a team on our show a while back that he thought was going to get hot. He'll remind us who that is coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.